Paul.
Hi, Rakesh. Hi, good morning. Happy Friday. Thank you for calling in. You just caught me getting off of a phone call. How's everything going for you?
I'm not feeling too good. That's why I have time to call you.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I hope you feel better. I hope you recover completely over the weekend. Yeah. So, you know, did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean,
well,
would you be a...
The question is, you know, just to go through everything you said.
Sure.
How much is that a month it was?
Right. So I was able to reduce the cost of the service. It's all inclusive with a website, with Facebook ads. You're looking at $299.00. That's the month-to-month cost. There's no initial setup fee on top of that, so it's just $299 as the initial investment, and it bills once a month for that exact amount on a month-to-month basis. So you can stop at any time. You can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on. But it is just that flat rate. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click call or job or a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
And that's important to me because, like I told in the beginning, I'm a small company, and
Exactly. Sometimes
I do get overwhelmed with work. So if I can pause
right.
it,
mm-hmm.
I started this month and I pause mm-hmm. it next month,
yeah.
I don't have to pay for that month, right?
Correct. Yeah, if it's on pause, everything is on pause, including the billing. Now, we don't actually take anything down. We would, of course, not run the paid Facebook ads. That's part of the $299. There's $100 worth of paid Facebook ads included there. That allows us to quickly target your entire service area, target specific areas, cities, zip codes, even subdivisions. And you're looking at about 400 clicks per month with that because Facebook ads are about 20 or 22 cents per click. And with a $100 budget, you're looking at about 400 clicks per month on Facebook. Works a little differently than Google, of course. On Google and Bing, people are in that exact moment looking for home improvement or looking for construction or kitchen remodeling, whatever they're looking for. You'll be one of the top options on that first page in that exact moment. They're actively searching. On Facebook, I don't know that people are actively searching for anything in particular, but when they see your ads, they click on it. It goes to your website as well. Everything works the same way. They can pick up the phone and call you and get work from that too.
They create a website for me. That's the only thing that
Shut
down.
Yeah, the website would not be shut down, nor would any of the directories. So to get you on Google and Bing requires that we create certain directories that Google indexes. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. There are dozens of directories that Google actually looks for that they kind of work like a website. They talk about your services. They talk about your service area, kind of reassure Google that if someone were to call you, you would, in fact, be able to provide those services. We don't take those down either. Now, we're not going to actively update or optimize the content either, but you could still even get phone calls even when the service is paused. And, of course, we don't charge you while it's paused, during, or after.
So, question on the website, can I add photos or
yes.
take down photos if I wish?
You absolutely can. You can make changes to the website yourself. A lot of our clients love that. Of course, even through your client dashboard, which is your tracking and reporting system, you can upload photos, you can remove photos, you can change content all on your own, or if you like, just continue to email that content to us, and we will make those changes for you. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included at no additional cost, so we can always add more content, or you can add more content, and there's never any additional cost for that.
Okay, I have a Google page, and you're not talking about that. You're talking about a whole new website.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know you've got the Google Business Profile. We're talking about a more customized website, a more detailed website, multiple pages and tabs, and, of course, testimonials from your clients and photos and everything else. So, yeah, be specific to your services and definitely more detailed, more conversion-driven, meaning user-friendly and giving them the information that they want to see to make that educated decision to call you.
Okay. Sounds good. You know, I know you're the head salesperson after I'm going to deal with somebody else, but I just want to make sure whatever you're selling me, that's what I'm going to get at the end.
Yeah, correct. Now, you'll receive everything in writing. Like I said, the reason that I need about 10 minutes of your time outside of any additional questions is to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer as an added form of protection for you. So it outlines the service agreement, that it's month to month, that we're waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost, that the cost is fixed, and a flat rate, that we're including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there, schedule your client interview, and then you'll get everything in writing as well.
Okay. I have the credit card ready to go. If you can just give me 5 minutes and call me back, or I can call you back in 5 minutes.
I can call you back in five minutes.
I just need 5 minutes. I'll be on the road, though, when you call, so.
That's okay. Yeah, that's totally fine. And for the client interview, you don't have to be in front of a computer for it, but we are going to want to talk to you in more detail about your services and your service area, make sure that we're targeting, the right areas. If there's places you don't want to go, we'll make sure you're not getting phone calls from there. Of course, we'll talk to you all about your services and any, mission statement or motto, but you don't have to be in front of a computer for that. In fact, if you're driving, it takes about a half an hour, and if you're going to be driving that long, it's not a bad time at all to do that client interview. But I'll call you back in like 5 minutes, and then we'll look at that client interview calendar together.
Thank you.
All right. No problem, Rakesh. Thanks for calling in, and I'll talk to you in a bit.